Hello, this is Brian Tracy. In 1983, Nightingale Conant and I produced a program called The Psychology of Achievement. It's become one of the most popular programs on personal success and achievement in the history of the world. It has been translated into more than 20 languages, it's been listened to by more than a million people, and it has changed the lives of more people than we can count. And it dealt with what we call the inner game of success, is how you organize your inner game, your thoughts, your attitudes, your personality, how you set goals, get along well with others, understand yourself, release your personal brakes to accomplish extraordinary things. And obviously, it worked. People rave about the program in every language. I was in Shanghai recently speaking to an audience of 3,000 graduates of the Psychology of Achievement program, who in Chinese consider it one of the most important things they ever learned. But since 1983, times have changed dramatically. We have had the introduction of the internet. We've had the dot-com, dot-bomb bust. We've gone through a technological revolution, which is accelerating. We've been through several different political changes and presidencies. And now we're in the 21st century. So what I sat down and did was look at what students in my audiences, and I speak to about 250,000 people a year, are asking me. And what they're asking me is, how can we compete more effectively in such a rapid-changing world? In 1983, China was a backwater, and Russia was behind the Iron Curtain. Today, China is one of the most booming economies in the world, as is India, as are many others. So today, the critical thing is competition. How can you compete well so that you can have a great life and compete effectively with people who are really determined to enjoy all the good things in life? So the new Psychology of Achievement contains a whole series of powerful ideas that I have developed in conjunction with thousands of people, ideas for thought and action that you can use to accomplish more in the weeks and months and years ahead than you might have ever dreamed of in your whole life. So welcome to the new Psychology of Achievement, and thank you for being here.
Hi, this is Vic Conant. I'm very excited today to have this opportunity to introduce you to my great friend and the brilliant life-changing author, Brian Tracy. In my opinion, Brian is the hardest working researcher, the most prolific author, and one of the most effective communicators we've ever produced. Today, Brian Tracy's name is synonymous with success coaching. For over a quarter century, he's been helping countless individuals the world over achieve their goals and dreams, taking their lives to heights they once thought unimaginable. Whether it's one of his powerful Nightingale Conant programs like Breaking the Success Barrier or The Science of Self-Confidence, or one of my favorites, How to Master Your Time, or attending one of his inspiring seminars, no one has impacted more individuals for success than Brian Tracy. Whether you're a longtime fan of Brian's or you're just being introduced to his incredible strategies and techniques, I believe if you let it, this new program can provide a breakthrough for you in your life. To date, the original Psychology of Achievement has sold over 1 million copies and has become an all-time classic in our Nightingale Conant library. I can't tell you the number of people who have come to me over the years to tell me that the Psychology of Achievement was the critical ingredient that inspired them toward a successful life. But given the widespread economic, societal, and cultural changes over the past 25 years, Brian felt it was time to update this already incredible program. The result is a product that has exceeded the highest expectations of those of us who love the original Psychology of Achievement here at Nightingale Conant. This newest version is not only more relevant, it itself is destined to become another classic. Here, Brian presents the Psychology of Achievement as you've never heard it before, adding cutting-edge research and innovative concepts relevant to the new wired and global world in which you and I live and work. And of course, this powerful material is presented as only Brian Tracy can. So it's with tremendous pleasure that the Nightingale Conant Corporation presents the new Psychology of Achievement, Breakthrough Strategies for Success and Happiness in the 21st Century. Now, sit back and open your mind to the life-changing ideas of Brian Tracy. Thank you.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this program. I hope in the time that we spend together, you will learn some things that will change your life profoundly. I'm going to share with you some of the most important things I've learned in an entire lifetime of research and practice. These are ideas that I have shared with more than 5 million people in 46 countries. More people have become millionaires and multimillionaires using these ideas than perhaps through any other influence in history. When I started my life, I began quite humbly. I did not graduate from high school. I bombed out of the 12th grade, and the only jobs I could get were laboring jobs. My first job was washing dishes in the back of a small hotel, and when I lost that job, I got a job washing cars in a car lot. When I lost that job, I got a job washing floors with the janitorial service. I thought that washing was in my future, but as you could see, it was a downhill trend. And lost, when you're young, by the way, is a euphemism for non-voluntary career redeployment. This is where you get a chance to explore new careers unexpectedly. Today, they have severance programs to the end of the week or the end of the month. In those days, the severance program was to the end of the hour, and they would fire you at 5 to 12 or 5 to 5. I know, I've had both experiences. They'd come up to you and they'd look at you grim as death and they'd say, here's your pay, there's the door, we won't need your services anymore. Obviously, non-negotiable. So I'd go from place to place looking for a job and I'd say, I'm looking for work. And they'd say, well, we don't need much help right now. And I'd say, well, I'm the right person for you because I won't be much help, which wasn't helping my career. I worked as a construction laborer, carrying heavy things from place to place. I worked in sawmills, stacking lumber and trimming boards. I worked digging wells one summer, all summer long. I worked in the brush with a chainsaw. I worked in a factory putting nuts on bolts. I worked on a ship in the North Atlantic. I worked on farms and ranches doing work. I lived in my car at one time. I sometimes say I was homeless before it was respectable. Today, they call you a client. In those days, they called you a bum. When I was 23 years old, I was an itinerant farm laborer. I was working on a farm during the harvest, which is what an itinerant farm laborer does. I was sleeping on the hay in the farmer's barn. We used to get up when it was pitch black, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd have breakfast with the farmer's family. We had to be out into the fields by the first light so we could get the crop in by the first frost. I was uneducated, I was unskilled, and at the end of the harvest, I was once more unemployed. And when I could no longer get a laboring job, like many other people, I got into sales. Well, I got a sales job, and I got the 3-part sales training program. Here's your cards, here's your brochures, there's the door. And that was it. So I went out and knocked on doors all day long, cold calling, and spun my wheels, and I was very frustrated for a long period of time. And after about 6 months, I noticed there was one guy in our company who was making more sales than anybody else by a factor of 10 times. And I finally went to him and I said, what are you doing differently from me? And he told me, and I did it, and my life changed. From that day onward, I began asking the question, why is it that some people are more successful than others? Why is it that some people have better lives, earn more money, live in beautiful homes, go to nice restaurants, have lovely vacations? You see them in magazines and newspapers and in the movies. But the great majority of people, 80% by their own admission, live lives of quiet desperation. They feel that they could be doing far better than they are, but they don't know how. I've eventually found the answers, and I applied them to my life. What I discovered was the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect in sales is very simple. It says if you do what other successful salespeople do, you eventually get the same results that other successful salespeople get. This law was first talked about by Aristotle in 350 BC. When everybody believed in gods and chance and luck and miracles and buying lottery tickets and so on, he said, no. He said, there's a reason for everything. Everything happens for a reason. Whether or not we know the reason, our universe is governed by law. So as I began to study this principle, I found that behind the principle was something even more profound. It says that thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Your thoughts create the conditions of your life. And I'll talk about this over and over again because to me, this is the Grand Canyon thought of human success. So we're going to start off talking about the basic principle that all great men and women eventually stumble into, which is that if you change your thinking, you change your life. If you change the cause, you change the effect. And there is no other way. The quality of your thinking determines the quality of your life more than any other single factor. Perhaps the greatest discovery of the universe is that you become what you think about most of the time. You become what you think about most of the time. And when you change your thinking, you change your life. Now, interestingly enough, they did a study of 350,000 business people, salespeople, entrepreneurs, and professionals at the University of Pennsylvania over a 22-year period. And one of the things they asked them is, what do you think about most of the time? And you know what successful people think about most of the time? The top 10% of people in the studies in terms of income and income growth? They think about what they want and how to get it most of the time. They think about where they're going and how to get there most of the time. Do you know what unsuccessful people think about most of the time? They think about what they don't want, the things that they're worried about, things that have happened in the past that make them upset and angry, and especially they think about who's to blame for their situation. So top people think about what they want and how to get it, and average people think about what they don't want and who's to blame. And the wonderful thing is this, like turning a searchlight from one place to another, when you turn your mental searchlight onto what you want and how to get it, your whole life begins to change for the better. You are extraordinary. You begin revising your thinking by accepting the fact that you are a remarkable person, possessed of incredible abilities and potential, and capable of achieving anything that you really want in life. This is astonishing. I meet people occasionally, as I travel around, who are very successful. And I say, what was your childhood like? And they trace back to a mother or father or both who told them over and over again, you can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything you put your mind to. And that rang in their young minds. And when they grew up, that was the template. That was the frame of reference that they had, is I can do anything I put my mind to. And that's what you should say to yourself. I can do anything I put my mind to. I have unlimited potential. And we'll talk about this more and more as we go along. What you think about most of the time is determined by your self-concept. The discovery of the self-concept is the greatest breakthrough in human psychology in the 20th century. Your self-concept is your bundle of beliefs about yourself, your abilities, and your world that determines the way you see the world around you. The rule is that you don't see the world the way it is, but the way you are. You see the world through your self-concept. Now, your self-concept is made up of three parts. The first part of your self-concept is your self-ideal. Now, this is the combination of values, ideals, qualities, virtues, and goals that you aspire to be or have or accomplish in the course of your life. In other words, when you imagine yourself as the perfect person, the very best person you could possibly be, with the very best qualities you could possibly have, living the life, doing the things, having the things that are most important to you, this is your self-ideal. The greater clarity you have with regard to your ideals, the easier it is for you to make the best decisions in the short term in order to become the kind of person you want to be in the long term. Now, what do we know? We know that top people, superior people, leaders, men and women that we admire and respect and look up to are very clear about their ideals. Unsuccessful, unhappy people are very fuzzy about their ideals. Top people will never compromise their ideals and values for anything. Average people will compromise for the slightest advantage or short-term gain. So, the starting point of great success, the starting point of shaping your self-concept so that it is consistent with the very best person you can possibly be, is to develop clarity about who you are, what you believe in, what you really care about, what you stand for. Now, the second part of your self-concept is your self-image. This is the way you see yourself and think about yourself in the moment. In the work in self-image psychology, we find that your self-image largely determines your performance and effectiveness at a particular task or activity. When you change the way you see yourself, you change your performance and your effectiveness. As they say, the person you see is the person you will be. Psychologists sometimes call your self-image your inner mirror. It's the mirror that you look into before you go into a social situation or a sales conversation to see how you're expected to behave. And when you have a clear picture of yourself behaving at your very best, performing at your best, you walk in and you're relaxed, you're smiling, you're confident, and surprise, surprise, your inner picture becomes your external reality. Now, here's an interesting discovery with regard to self-image development. that everybody plays a picture in their mind before they go into a situation. Successful people replay the picture of a previous success. Unsuccessful people replay a picture of a previous failure. But your subconscious mind doesn't know if you're having a real experience or if you're just having an imaginary experience. So, if you have a positive experience, a successful experience in some area, and you replay that over and over like a continuous reel in your mind, each time you do it, your subconscious records it as a new success experience. And eventually, when you go into that situation, your subconscious says, "Geez, I've been here before. You are really successful in this area because I've seen you succeed 50 times. And when you walk in, you have that tremendous feeling of confidence and poise and calmness. So remember, you can always choose the thoughts and pictures that you replay in your mind. So choose to think of your very best experiences prior to every event. Now, the third part of your self-concept is your self-esteem. This is the core of your self-concept. Your self-esteem is defined as how much you like yourself. It is the power in your personality. It is a source of your energy, enthusiasm, your attitude, your personality, and your happiness. Now, what we have found is that each time that you behave in a way that is closer to your self-ideal, your self-esteem goes up. In other words, when you behave as the very best person you could possibly be, you like yourself more. When you like yourself more, your self-esteem improves. Your personality gets better. You feel happier. You have greater enthusiasm, and you like other people even better. When you set clear goals for yourself and begin working toward them every day, you like and respect yourself even more. Your sense of value and personal worth increases. Your feelings of self-respect and personal pride improve. The very act of setting big goals causes you to like yourself more and to see yourself in a more positive light. That's why everything we talk about here comes back, comes around to making you think about yourself better, feel better, and perform better in every part of your life. Now, here's a great discovery. Your basic premises determine the course of your life. Each person has certain ideas about himself or herself that largely determine the way that you see yourself and your relationship to the world. Unfortunately, the most common and perhaps the worst basic premise is, "I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough." Feelings of inadequacy, feelings of incompetence, comparing ourselves unfavorably to others, a deep-down feeling that I'm not really good enough, causes most of our problems and unhappiness in life. Dr. Alfred Adler, the psychoanalyst, concluded that each of us has feelings of inferiority. Now, this is important. It's not an inferiority complex. A complex is locked in. You can't move it. It's like ink on a white sheet. But a feeling of inferiority is something that you can change, you can replace, you can do something with. So people feel inferior to other people in some ways, and in many cases, we feel inferior in many ways. Even if these feelings are not based on fact, they affect our performance nonetheless. So to change your life, the key to improving your outer world is to go to work on reprogramming your subconscious mind, your inner world. The biggest obstacle to maximum performance, happiness, health, and everything you want to accomplish in life is your negative emotions. These negative emotions are based mostly on fear and doubt. They're usually triggered by destructive criticism from one or both of your parents in early childhood. In fact, whenever you see a dysfunctional adult, you can almost always trace it back to a dysfunctional childhood. And a dysfunctional childhood was where the child was criticized and physically or emotionally punished by their parents when they were growing up. So the two negative habit patterns that hold most people back are the fear of failure and the fear of rejection or criticism. Making excuses and blaming other people lies at the root of most negative emotions. The way that you short-circuit your negative emotions and take control of your self-esteem is by accepting 100% responsibility for the person you are and for everything you accomplish. The starting point of transforming your thinking is for you to change your explanatory style. This is defined as the way you explain things to yourself. This is the way that you interpret your experience to yourself, and it determines how you feel about them and the impact they have on your future. Interestingly enough, two people could be driving to work, and both people could be stuck in a traffic jam. One person could be angry, frustrated, pounding the steering wheel, and eager to get to work because they're late. The other person could say, well, this is an opportunity to think, listen to an educational audio program, and get caught up with the day. Two people, same situation, different explanatory style. So when you start explaining things to yourself in a positive way, you start to feel positively about them. One of the great insights is that it's never too late to have a happy childhood. Now, what does that mean? It means that the negativity that most people have about their childhood is caught up in the way they interpret their childhood. But imagine that your childhood was sent to you to teach you valuable lessons that you needed to know in order to be successful and happy and have a great family when you became an adult. Then you look back on your childhood and you say, boy, it was sure lucky that those difficult things happened because they helped me learn insights that enable me to be far better with my own family, far better in my own adult life. You can reinterpret your childhood and make it a happy childhood just by the way you decide to think about it. And you're always free to choose. One of the most important rules is this: there is no failure in life, only feedback. Remember, everything that happens to you in life happens to you for a reason. And if it happens to you and it's a setback, then look upon it as feedback. It's giving you feedback to help you to self-correct, help you to learn lessons, help you to move ahead more rapidly and more successfully next time. If you look upon every negative experience that you've had in the past as a form of feedback that has been sent to you to help you to be better in the future, when you reinterpret your experiences this way, you become a more positive and effective person. In changing your thinking and changing your life, the starting point for you is to dream big dreams. So here's some questions for you. What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? If you could wave a magic wand and accomplish any one goal, short-term or long-term, big or small, in your life, what one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? You're guaranteed of success. What would it be? Now, this is a big dream. This is really exciting. And the answer to this question often tells you what you were put on this earth to do. It often reveals to you your major definite purpose. Here's a second question. What goals would you set for yourself if you had no limitations at all? Remember we talked about basic premises? Some people have a basic premise that they're limited. They're not as creative as others. They're not as smart as others. They're not as academically astute as others. They don't have as high an IQ as others, and so on. But the question is, what if you had all the brains and all the ability and all the intelligence and all the money and all the friends and contacts in the world, and you could do, be, have anything? You had no limitations. So eliminate those basic premises and replace them with good basic premises. What goals would you set for yourself? What would you do differently? Here's a third question. If you were financially independent today and you could do, be, or have anything in life, what changes would you make immediately? Let's say you won the lottery. You're suddenly fabulously wealthy. What changes would you make in your life immediately? And whatever changes you would make if you won a lot of money, begin thinking about making those changes today, because those are obviously obstacles to your success and happiness, or they're obviously keys to what you're put on this earth to do. And finally, number four, whatever your answers to these questions, write them down and then determine the price that you will have to pay to achieve them. Then get busy paying that price. The great oil billionaire, H.L. Hunt, was once asked, what are the keys to success? And he said, the keys to success are to understand that you first of all have to know exactly what you want. Second of all, you have to determine the price you'll have to pay. And third of all, you'll have to resolve to pay that price. He said, success is very simple. It comes after you've paid the price. He says, first, you do what you have to do, and second of all, you get the results. And it's not the other way around. Many people say, well, as soon as I get the things I want, I'll pay the price. As Earl Nightingale used to say to the stove, as soon as you give me some warmth, I'll put some wood in. But that's not the way it works. And by the way, how can you tell how much of the price of success that you've already paid? Simple. Just look at the conditions of your life. Because by the law of cause and effect, whatever you've put in, you've gotten out. By the law of sowing and reaping, whatever you're reaping today is a result of what you've sown in the past. And you have complete control over what you sow in the present. If you want something different in the future, you have to do something different now. So decide to become rich. People become wealthy because they decide to become wealthy. People worry about money all their lives. because they have never decided to become wealthy. When I discuss this whole idea of money with my audiences, people get a little bit offended. I say, the reason you're poor is because you've decided to be poor. The reason people are rich is because they've decided to be rich. I say, so if you want to be financially independent, make a decision to become financially independent. They say, well, I have. I say, no, you haven't made a decision. What you've done is you've wished and hoped and prayed and read get-rich-quick books and happy books and things like that that tell you that it's possible to have riches without working. But you've never made a do-it-or-die decision to get rich, to become financially independent. Because once you do that, you change the direction of your life. Here's an interesting discovery. Most millionaires and billionaires today are first-generation wealth. This means that they started with nothing. And by thinking the right thoughts and acting in the right ways, they passed the million-dollar or multi-million-dollar mark in one working lifetime. So set a goal for yourself to achieve a net worth of $1 million over the next 10 or 20 years. Write it down. Set a timeline that shows you how much you have to acquire each year in order to achieve your goal. Once you've decided that you want to be worth $1 million, conduct a complete financial analysis on your current net worth. How much are you worth today? It's necessary that you know exactly where you're starting from. Then, make a list of 20 different things that you could do starting immediately to begin moving toward financial independence. Once you have a list of at least 20 activities, select one and take action on it immediately. Now, my friend Peter Thompson from England teaches a great exercise. He says, imagine that you've reached your deadline and you're now worth $1 million. You take a piece of paper and you write at the top of the page, I am worth $1 million today because I, dot, 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 and write down 20 things that you would have done to be worth $1 million. And it's absolutely amazing. This is called back from the future thinking. When you do this, you start to think of all the things that you would have done to get to $1 million. And you get insights and ideas that you would not get through any other exercise. Read books like The Millionaire Next Door and The Millionaire Mind. Learn everything you possibly can about how millionaires think, how they decide, how they act. Imagine that you are a millionaire already and behave accordingly. Another key to having a wonderful life is to commit to excellence. Every person who achieves great success in life, both financially and personally, has taken the time and paid the price to become excellent at what they do. Now, according to decades of research, it takes 5 to 7 years for you to achieve mastery in your field. Whether you are a neurosurgeon or a diesel mechanic, it takes 5 to 7 years for you to reach the top of your field. Too many people have a get-rich-quick or a fast-money attitude toward their financial lives. They're always looking for quick, easy ways to shortcut the process of becoming wealthy. But there are no shortcuts that work in the long term. So ask yourself this question on a regular basis. What one skill, if I developed and did it in an excellent fashion, would help me the most to achieve my financial goals? What one skill would help me the most in my career? One skill would help me the most to fulfill my dreams. What one skill? Whatever your answer to that question, set excellence in that area as a goal. Write it down, make a plan, and then work on becoming better in that area every single day until you achieve it. Now, sometimes people come up to me and they say that 5 to 7 years is a long time to achieve mastery in their field, and it takes that to become an excellent salesperson, by the way. But here's the fact. The time is going to pass anyway. The time is going to pass anyway. At the end of 5 to 7 years, 5 to 7 years will have passed. In 5 to 7 years, you'll be 5 to 7 years older. The only question is, where are you going to be at the end of 5 to 7 years? Are you going to be at the top of your field, or are you still going to be struggling down in the cheap seats with average people who never make any extra effort to get better? Make a decision today to join the top 10% in your field. Remember, everyone who's in the top 10% started in the bottom 10%. To keep yourself mentally fit, feed your mind regularly with positive materials. Just as you become what you eat, you become what you think about, what you feed into your mind on a regular basis. Read something educational, spiritual, or motivational each day for 30 to 60 minutes. Start your day right with Mental Protein in the form of highly nutritious reading rather than mental candy in the form of newspapers and television. If you read 30 to 60 minutes each day in your field, this will amount to about one book per week. One book per week will amount to 50 books per year. If you read 50 books per year in your field, you will get the equivalent of a practical PhD in your field each year. Just reading 1 hour per day will make you one of the best educated and highest paid people in your field within 2 or 3 years. Listen to educational audio programs in your car regularly. Never allow music or radio to be playing when you're driving from place to place. If you use your car in business, you sit behind the wheel 500 to 1,000 hours each year. This is the equivalent of 3 months of 40-hour weeks. This is the equivalent of 1 or 2 full-time university semesters just driving from place to place. By listening to educational audio programs in your car, you can get the equivalent of full-time university attendance in self-directed learning. You can become one of the smartest and most knowledgeable people in your field by turning traveling time into learning time, by turning your car into a mobile classroom, a university on wheels. Attend every course and seminar you possibly can. Associate with other positive, success-oriented people. Get around winners and stop spending your time with people who are going nowhere with their lives. To be a great success, put people first. The people you choose to associate with will have a greater impact on your life and success than perhaps any other factor. Form a mastermind group of 3 to 5 other people who are positive, goal-oriented, and ambitious. Arrange to get together with your mastermind group for breakfast or lunch at least once per week. Talk about what you are doing and the best ideas you've had in the last week. Share books and articles. Help and encourage others to be even more successful. Napoleon Hill discovered that each one of the wealthy people he researched only began to fulfill their potential when they formed a mastermind and began getting together regularly with other successful people with positive minds who were optimistic and creative about where they were going. Be selective about the people in your personal life. A positive association between two people, a man and a woman, can be the most powerful of all mastermind groups in achieving success. Each time you get together with another positive person, you'll get ideas, insights, and inspirations that you can use to be even more successful and happy in your life. To change your thinking and to change your life, there are 7 ways of thinking, or what we call orientations, practiced by the most successful and happy people. Now, an orientation can be defined as sort of a general tendency of thought. You may get off track on a regular basis, but you keep coming back to this way of thinking. We've also found that these orientations are practiced by the top 10% of people in every field. The first is what is called future orientation. With future orientation, you develop a clear, positive, exciting vision for your future, a 5-year fantasy of exactly how you want your life to be sometime in the future. This future vision acts as a powerful motivating tool that keeps you positive and forward-thinking. One of the characteristics of leaders is that leaders have vision. Non-leaders do not. So when you develop an exciting vision for your future, you become a leader in your own life. The second orientation is goal orientation. The way that you become goal-oriented is you make a list of 10 goals that you would like to accomplish in the next year. Select the most important goal from that list, make a plan for its accomplishment, and then work on your plan every single day until it's achieved. This one exercise will change your life, and I'll talk about it in much greater length later. The third orientation is excellence orientation. Resolve today to be the best at what you do. Join the top 10% in your field. Select the one skill that can help you more than any other skill today and commit yourself to becoming excellent in that one area. Get better one skill at a time. The fourth orientation is result orientation. In the final analysis, you are only and always paid for the results that you get for other people. Plan every day in advance with a list. organize your list by priority. Always concentrate on the most valuable use of your time. Ask yourself continually, what can I and only I do that if done well will make a real difference in my life? Whatever it is, work on that single-mindedly. The fifth orientation is solution orientation. All of life is a series of problems, difficulties, challenges, reverses, setbacks, and temporary failures. It is the way that you respond to these ups and downs that largely determines your success and happiness. The key is for you to always focus on and talk about the solutions rather than the problems. The more you think and talk about the solutions, the more solution-oriented you will be, and the more solutions you will come up with to solve the problems that arise in your path as you move towards your goal. The sixth orientation is growth orientation. Dedicate yourself to lifelong learning. Remember, to earn more, you must learn more. Invest at least as much in your mind each year as you do in your car. If you spend as much on getting better in your field as you invest in your car, you're going to be rich, happy, and successful. The seventh orientation, which is the key to everything, is action orientation. Action is everything. Develop a sense of urgency. Move fast on opportunities and problems. Develop a bias for action and continually be in motion towards your goals. Keep saying to yourself over and over again, do it now, do it now, do it now. Remember, you are a potential genius. Your job is to unlock your mental powers by continually thinking and talking about the things you want and the direction you are going. Refuse to think and talk about the things that make you unhappy or your problems and difficulties. Develop the habit of focusing single-mindedly on your most important goals, tasks, and activities. Think and talk in terms of solutions and opportunities, and above all, take continuous action all day, every day, toward what you really want to have in your life. Let's talk now about unlocking your potential. The fact is that you have more potential within you than you could use in 100 lifetimes. And the more of your potential you use, the more of your potential is available to you. You really have no idea what you're capable of accomplishing until you begin to stretch yourself. Perhaps your most important responsibility in life, to yourself and to others, is to use your full potential for happiness, success, and achievement. In this session, I will share with you some of the very best ideas used by the most successful and happy people in the world to get the most out of themselves. There's never been a better time in all of human history to be alive. Irrespective of short-term ups and downs in the economy and politics, at this wonderful time in history, you have the ability to be, do, and have more than you ever have before. So here's three quick exercises. Number one, imagine that you have the ability to double, triple, or even increase your income by 10 times in the years ahead. Sometimes when I'm talking to an audience, I say, everybody here worries about money, so imagine I could wave a magic wand and double the income of everyone in this room. Would that solve your financial problems? People say, yes, yes. I say, how about if I could triple your income? They say, yes, yes. How about if I could increase your income 5 or 10 times? They all say, yay, yay, yay. And I say, now let me ask you a question. How many people here, from the time you took your first job until today, have already doubled their income? Every hand in the room goes up. Tripled your income, 80% of the hands. 5 times, 10 times, rooms full of hands. In other words, you've already achieved these things in the past, and having achieved them in the past, you know how to do it again in the future. So here's the second exercise. Imagine having perfect health and fitness in every respect. Imagine you could wave a magic wand and be superbly fit and healthy in every respect. What would it look like? How would you feel like? So on. And number three, perhaps the most important, imagine having perfect relationships and a wonderful family life in every way, full of love, harmony, joy, peace, laughter, and so on. How would it be different from today? You know, Einstein said, imagination is more important than facts. And Dennis Whately said, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions. And the more exciting your imagination is, the higher is your self-esteem. The better is your self-image. The greater is your self-ideal. The more confident and positive you are overall as a person. So practice the magic wand technique in every area of your life. Imagine that you could wave a magic wand in the areas of income, health, and relationships, and have three wishes in each area. What would you wish for? All success in life begins with an exciting vision of what is possible for you. In order to create a vision, you must unleash the power of your imagination. The greatest breakthrough in the development of human potential, as I said before, is the discovery of the self-concept. Your self-concept precedes and predicts your levels of effectiveness in anything you do. Your self-concept determines how you perform on the outside. All improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your self-concept, with an improvement of how you think about yourself. Now, your self-concept is defined as your bundle of beliefs about yourself. It's all the beliefs that you have starting back from early childhood. This bundle of beliefs is largely subjective. That means it's not a fact. It's based on information that you have taken in and accepted as true, especially about yourself and your own abilities. Now, your self-esteem, the most important part of your personality, the emotional center, is best defined as how much you like yourself. And you can change your self-concept, boost your self-esteem, improve your self-image, and move more rapidly towards your goals and dreams by repeating over and over the words, I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. I had a woman come up to me recently, and she was ecstatically happy. She said when she first heard this from me, she spent 2 years trying to say, I like myself, but because of all the negativity that she had been burdened with from childhood, she couldn't say it. And one day she woke up and she said, I love myself. I love myself. And the dam broke and the sun came out, and she's been a happy person ever since. The best thing you can say when you get up in the morning is, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. Before you go into a meeting of any kind, get yourself psychologically pumped. I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. And it's amazing how much happier you feel and how much more you like other people as a result. Now, the great rule for success is that everything counts. Everything you do either helps or hurts. Everything either moves you toward your goals or moves you away. Everything builds up your self-esteem or tears it down. Psychologists say that everything we do in life is either to build our self-esteem or to protect it. And so you must be alert to the facts, the things that you do, the books you read, the people you associate with, the conversations you have, raise or lower self-esteem. There are four great benefits of self-esteem. Number one is the more you like yourself, the better you do at everything you attempt. Here's what we have found in psychology is that self-esteem is the flip side of the coin of self-efficacy. What does that mean? It means the better you do something, the more you like yourself. The more you like yourself, the better you do it. And so as you raise your self-esteem, your competence, your performance, your ability improves simultaneously. Second is the more you like yourself, the more you like others, and the more they like you. This is especially important in sales, communication, persuasion, and negotiation. The more you like yourself, the more you like the members of your family. We say high self-esteem parents raise high self-esteem children. High self-esteem children grow up and marry other high self-esteem children, give you high self-esteem grandchildren, and have high self-esteem lives. So the more you like yourself, almost like the warmth of a fire spreading out, the more your self-esteem has a positive effect on others. In sales, there's a one-to-one relationship between your level of self-esteem and your level of sales. The higher your self-esteem, the more you sell in any market. Why? It's because people buy things from people that they like. And the more they like you, the more they want to buy from you and buy again and recommend you to their friends. In communication, persuasion, and negotiation, the more we like a person, the more open we are to being influenced by that person. The more you like yourself, the bigger goals you set, and with greater confidence. The more you like yourself, the longer you persist, and the faster you bounce back from adversity. So high self-esteem has an enriching effect in every part of your life. Now, high self-esteem leads to three important benefits. First of all, when you have high self-esteem, you have high levels of optimism and a positive mental attitude. you approach life completely differently, with high self-esteem rather than with low self-esteem. With high self-esteem, you have high levels of self-confidence and courage. It's interesting, the things that hold us back are the great fears, fears of failure, fears of rejection. And the higher your self-esteem, like a teeter-totter, the lower your fears. The more you like yourself, the less you fear failure, and the less you fear criticism. And the more you like yourself, the more willing you are to try different things because you know that temporary failures or setbacks or disapproval don't reflect on your value at all. And the third key benefit is that a positive, popular, likable personality is a result of high self-esteem. The more you like yourself, the more positive and optimistic you are, the more cheerful you are, the more energy you have, the more people like you and want to be around you socially and in business. Well, there are seven mental laws that determine your life and your potential. The first, which we mentioned earlier, is the law of cause and effect. This law says that everything happens for a reason. We live in a universe governed by law, not by chance. This means that success is not an accident. Failure is not an accident either. The law of cause and effect says that if you do what other successful people do, you must ultimately enjoy the same success that they enjoy. And there's no other way. The world is full of people who are doing what failures do, and they're surprised that they're getting the results that failures get. If you want to be successful, find out what successful people do, and do that over and over again without deviation until you achieve the same result. The most important application of the law of cause and effect is, as we said earlier, that thoughts are causes and conditions are effects. Thought is creative. Thought does create your life. Your thoughts create the conditions of your life as well. If you want to create new conditions in your life on the outside, you must create new thinking on the inside. The second law is the law of control. This law says that you feel positive about yourself to the degree to which you feel you are in control of your own life. You can have either an internal locus of control or an external locus of control. Now, an internal locus of control means that you feel that you're in charge. You make your own decisions. You're in the driver's seat. You determine what happens to you. An external locus of control comes when you feel that you don't have any control. You're passive. You're a victim. You're controlled by what other people want and by what other people say, or you're controlled by your past experiences, or by your bills, or your current situation. Stress comes from a feeling that you are controlled by outside people and circumstances. Happiness and high performance comes from the feeling that you are in control of your life. When you live by the law of control, you take complete control over everything that happens to you, which brings us to an interesting observation. There's only one thing in the world that you have complete control over, and that is your thinking. But fortunately, you are designed by nature so that if you will take complete control over your thinking, you take complete control over everything else as well. The third law that determines your potential is the law of belief. Now, this is the foundation law of all religions and philosophies and metaphysics. It says that your intensely held beliefs become your realities. The law of belief says that you always act in a manner consistent with what you believe. Your beliefs determine your actions, and your actions determine your results. And the worst of all beliefs are self-limiting beliefs that are not based on fact. They are basic premises that you have accepted about yourself and your potential that are not true. Have you ever had an experience where you thought you weren't particularly good at something and then you tried it out and it turned out you had a natural ability in that area? What you had prior to that was a false belief. And you know something? Many people have false beliefs that hold them back all their lives. I remember a very successful multimillionaire told the story about when he was growing up. His father would say over and over again, "People in our family are working people. People in our family never achieve financial success. We work for a living all our lives. We've always been blue-collar workers." And he accepted that growing up. And he left high school without making much of an effort. First job he got was working as a laborer. And one day, he was working digging a ditch on a highway crew about 2 or 3 years after getting out of high school. And the traffic was moving very, very slowly next to him. And as this traffic moved up, there was a guy he went to high school with. And that guy was not very smart, didn't get very good grades, and there he was driving a new car. And he was talking to him, standing there with his shovel, saying, "Hi, Bill, how are you? Hi, Sam, how's it going?" They're talking back and forth. "What are you doing now?" "Oh," he said, "I got this job, and I'm doing well on this job. I got a new car, I'm getting a house in a couple of months." And he looked at this guy, and it hit him like a door being slammed in the face. He realized he had bought a bill of goods from his father. He had bought his father's beliefs and his father's basic premises. And here was this guy having a great life, and here he was digging ditches in the hot sun. He threw the shovel into the ditch. He got up, walked out. He said, "I'm going to do what you do." And a few years later, he was a multimillionaire. He said the turning point in his life came when he challenged the negative beliefs, the self-limiting beliefs, that were holding him back. Now, the law of expectation, number 4, says that whatever you expect with confidence becomes your own self-fulfilling prophecy. There are libraries full of books on what is called expectations theory. Basically, they say the entire stock market moves on the basis of expectations. The people we marry, the jobs that we take, the goals that we set for ourselves, our courses of endeavor are all based on a certain set of expectations. We find that negative expectations accompany underachievement and failure. Positive expectations accompany success and achievement. We say you do not get what you want in life, but you get what you expect. So the rule is always to expect the best. Expect the best in every situation. Expect the best from each person that you meet. But most of all, expect the best from yourself. The 5th law is the law of attraction. This law says that you are a living magnet, and that you invariably attract into your life people and circumstances in harmony with your dominant thoughts. There's a lot that has been written and said about the law of attraction recently. It's one of more than 30 laws that determines your life. It's very helpful, but it is not the only law, and it's not the most important law. But it basically says that if you can think about something with intense emotion, with great clarity, and keep your mind on it and work toward it every day, you start to attract into your life people and circumstances that help move you ahead faster. Great principle. The 6th law is the law of correspondence. This is a law I really like, and I find that almost everything I've studied in 30 years comes back to this law. And what it says is that your outer world tends to correspond like a mirror image to your inner world. Wherever you look, there you are. Your job is to create an inner world that is consistent with the outer world that you wish to enjoy. Now, the great metaphysician Emmett Fox wrote a little pamphlet some years ago called The Mental Equivalent. And what it basically says is that your primary job in life is to provide the mental equivalent of what you want to enjoy on the outside. That all the powers of nature and the universe will come together to help you create that mental equivalent, but you must provide it. You must have a clear picture or idea on the inside of what you want to have in your outer life, and everything will start to take place after that. In the Bible, it says, according to your faith, it is done unto you. It also says, as within, so without. And so when you're really clear about what you want, your outer world begins to mirror it in 3 areas. First of all, you will see your inner world mirrored in your relationships. How you think and feel about yourself is projected out, and it determines the people that you're associated with and attracted to. Your inner world will be reflected in your lifestyle, the conditions of your life, your income. Your inner world of preparation determines the amount that you earn. And of course, your inner world of thinking and acting determines your health and fitness. So the starting point is to go back to the drawing boards and begin working on the mental equivalent that you are providing that is creating the world around you. And the last law, and this is my favorite, number 7, is the law of superconscious activity. This law says that any thought, plan, goal, or idea held continuously in your conscious mind must be brought into reality by your superconscious mind. In other words, anything that you can hold in your mind on a continuing basis, you can have because of this great power in the universe. Now, here are the characteristics of the superconscious mind that make it so powerful. First, your superconscious mind works continuously on your goals 24 hours a day once you have provided your superconscious mind with the goals. Second is your superconscious mind solves every problem on the way to your goal as long as your goal is clear. When you have an obstacle or a difficulty or a challenge, surprising, a door opens, you come across a piece of information, you have an idea or insight, you have an intuition or gut feeling, but every problem is solved in order as you move towards your goal. Now third, your superconscious mind brings you exactly the answer you require at exactly the right time for you. I've had experiences where I've been in a tremendous dilemma, and I'm going into a meeting, and this is a very serious meeting, and as I walked across the doorstep into the meeting, the perfect answer came to me, and I said it, and the whole situation resolved itself. So it will bring you the answer that you require, but here's the rule. When you get a superconscious answer, it is what is known as time-dated. You must take action on it immediately. If you're driving along and you get an intuition to phone somebody, take action on it immediately. If you're looking at a book and you feel you should buy it, grab it. You're looking at a magazine you feel should read an article, read it. If you see somebody you feel you should introduce yourself to, introduce yourself to them, because often that is the turning point in your life. Now, fourth is your superconscious mind requires clear goals to work on, preferably in writing. Here's an interesting discovery. Is that you really do not know something or understand something unless you can write it down clearly. Let me repeat that. If you cannot write it down, making the connection from the head to the hand, you probably don't understand it yourself. So your superconscious mind cannot go to work on it. So the very act of writing out your goals with crystal clarity, and I say that your goals should be so clear that a child could read them and explain to another child exactly what your goal is. Your child should be able to read your goal and tell you if you've accomplished your goal or how close you are to attaining it. If your goal is not written with such clarity that a child could understand it, it means you need to go back to work on it, because the simpler your goal is and the greater clarity with which it is expressed in writing, the faster all of your mental powers go to work to bring it into your life. Fifth, your superconscious mind is activated by visualization and positive commands from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind, especially the words, I like myself. Whenever you think of your goal and you say, I like myself, it activates the goal and it activates your mental powers. Now, sixth, your superconscious mind operates best with a mental attitude of calm, confident expectations. You probably know people when things go wrong, they say, oh, don't worry, something will turn up. Everything will be all right. Everything will be okay. And surprise, surprise, for these people, something always turns up. Something is always okay. So the more calm and confident you are that everything will be fine, the more rapidly your goal appears in your life. And finally, number seven, your superconscious mind releases ideas and energy for goal attainment on a continuing basis. When you are working towards something that's really important to you, you seem to have a continuous flow of energy and ideas. Sometimes you can work long hours without being fatigued. When you're really excited about something you're working on, sometimes you work 16-hour days, 7 days a week, and you'll never need to sleep because your superconscious mind is a source of what is called free energy. It's actually energy that you can attract to yourself out of the universe that drives you towards your goal. And it also gives you all kinds of ideas and insights that make it possible. So goal orientation is the key to unlocking your potential. Goal orientation causes all the mental laws that we've just discussed to work on your behalf and move you towards your goals. You don't have to think about the laws, because when you have a clear goal, the law of cause and effect goes to work. The cause is your thoughts about your goals, and the effect is moving towards your goals. The law of control goes to work. How do you control your thinking? You think about your goals. The law of belief goes to work. What do you believe in? You believe that everything you're doing is moving you towards your goals. Law of expectations, you expect that everything that happens will help you achieve your goals. The law of attraction, you continually attract people, circumstances, and ideas to achieve your goals. Law of correspondence, your outer world corresponds with your goals. And of course, the law of superconscious activity, working 24 hours a day, moves you more and more rapidly toward your goals and moves your goals toward you. So here's three key points. Goals release ideas and energy, unlocking your potential. Goals improve your self-concept and raise your self-esteem and make you like yourself more. Goals increase your self-confidence and make you unstoppable in the pursuit of your goals. And I'll explain more about setting and achieving goals in Lesson 5. But before I end this session, I want to show you how to increase your productivity, performance, and income by 1,000%, by 10 times in the years ahead. I call this the 1,000% formula, and it's based on what is called the law of incremental improvement. The law of incremental improvement says that people get better little by little. Nobody goes from being average or mediocre to being outstanding. Remember I said it takes 5 to 7 years for you to excel in your field, for you to achieve mastery, for you to be in the top 10%. It takes a long time. So since it takes a long time, get started. The 1,000% formula is also based on the law of accumulation. The law of accumulation says that success is the result of hundreds and even thousands of small efforts and sacrifices that no one ever sees or appreciates. Interestingly enough, we find that top people in every field have one special quality in that field, is that they know more about their field than other people. And there's a wonderful line from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow who once said, "Those heights by great men and women, won and kept, were not achieved by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept or watched television, were striving upward in the night." And it's a wonderful thing. I read that when I was in my early 20s. While most people are watching television, socializing, and having fun, the people who are going to be the great ones in the future are busy working away and expanding their knowledge. They're getting better a little bit at a time. So the key to success is simple. Get a little better every single day. Continuous and never-ending improvement. So here's the question with regard to the 1,000% formula. Could you increase your productivity, performance, and output by 0.1% in a day? Now that is 1/1,000th. And I asked my audiences this. Could you increase your productivity, performance, and output? Could you start a little earlier, work a little harder, stay a little later, focus on high priorities, and become 1/1,000th more productive in a day? And everybody says, sure, you could do that in 30 seconds. I say, well, having done it for the first day, could you do it for the second day? And they say, yes. How about the third day, fourth day, fifth day? They say, yes. So you could do it for a whole week. Well, 0.1% times 5 days is 0.5%. Could you become 0.5% more productive over the next week if you really wanted to? And people say, well, of course. Well, having done it for the first week, could you do it for the second week? And they say, yes. How about the third week and the fourth week? They say, yes. Now, something interesting starts to happen here. It's called the momentum principle. You sort of get into the rhythm of it. It's like getting up in the morning and exercising. It gets easier and easier. Having done it for the first week, could you do it for the second week and the third week and the fourth week? And that works out to 2% in a month. Having done it for a month, could you do it for the second month and the third month and the fourth month? And people say yes. So it means you could do it for an entire year. Now, there are 13 four-week months in a year, 52 weeks. So having done this, gotten 2% better per month, times 13 equals 26% over the course of a year. Is it possible for you, by working on yourself, by managing your time better, by focusing and concentrating on high-value tasks, is it possible for you to become 26% more productive in the course of a single year? And the answer is, yes, of course. If you really wanted to, you could be twice as productive in a month, but 26% a year is reasonable. Having done it for the first year, could you do it the second year? Of course. And the third year? Of course. And the fourth year? Yes. Well, if you increase your productivity, performance, and output by 26% per year, you will double your productivity, performance, and income in 2.7 years. If you increase your performance and productivity by 26%, you will increase your income by the same amount, compounded over 10 years, will give you an increase of 1,004% in your productivity, performance, output, and income over 10 years. And this is the most remarkable darn thing, that simply by getting 1/1,000th better per day, 0.5% better for 5 days, 2% better per month, 26% better per annum, you'll become 10 times better and more highly paid in the course of a decade. I was at a seminar in Seattle recently, and this young guy came up to me, a friend of mine who I met many years before at a seminar. His name is Chris. And he had taken this and he said, it's been 7 years since I took your seminar and I've practiced your 1,000% formula every day and it doesn't work. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I've gotten up every day. I've done the 7 things that you recommend every single day, and your formula doesn't work. I didn't increase my income 10 times in 10 years. I said, really? And then he smiled and he said, I increased my income 10 times in 7 years. He said, this year I made 10 times what I was earning when I first met you. He said, it's the most remarkable thing I ever heard. It transformed my life. It's enabled me to have a fabulous life for my family, live in a beautiful house, have my kids in private schools. He said, it's absolutely wonderful. So here are the 7 ingredients of the 1000% formula. Number 1, arise 2 hours early each morning, 2 hours before you have to be at work or at an appointment, and then read 30 to 60 minutes in your field. Read in something that's educational, that's motivational or inspirational, but best of all, read in your field on how to be better at your current job. Remember, we already said 30 to 60 minutes a day is a book a week. A book a week is 50 books a year. 50 books a year is 500 books in 10 years. At the very least, you'll need a bigger house just to hold your books. Now, if all you did was to read 1 hour every single day in your field, that alone will increase your income 1,000% over the next 10 years. Number 2, rewrite and review your major goals each morning before you start off. We suggest that you get a spiral notebook and that you write at the top of the page today's date and rewrite your 10 goals every day before you start off. This reprograms them into your subconscious mind. This activates your superconscious powers, and it sets you off on your day with great clarity about what you're truly trying to accomplish. If all you do is rewrite and review your major goals each morning, that alone will increase your income 10 times in the next 10 years. Number 3, plan every day in advance. Make a list the night before. If all you did was to plan every day in advance meticulously before you began, that will increase your productivity, performance, and output by 25% the first day you start doing it. That will give you your year's growth in productivity the first day. If you just do that every day, that will increase your income by 10 times in 10 years. Number 4, set priorities on your tasks and concentrate on the most valuable use of your time all day long. This is the greatest of all success principles, is your ability to identify the most important thing you could be doing and do only that all day long will have more of an impact on your life than you can imagine. That alone will increase your income 10 times in 10 years. Number 5, listen to audio programs in your car. Everywhere I go, all over the world, I meet people who began to listen to audio programs and became addicted to them. They listen to programs about goals and time management and relationships and selling and business and financial accumulation. And they say they became completely different people because as you listen to audio programs, that information is programmed into your subconscious mind. And I remember people saying to me over and over again, I was in this situation and this was happening and I didn't know what to do. And then I remembered the words. I remembered the words on the audio program, and I said the words, or I did what the words said, and I got the result I expected. So you can never tell where the great ideas are going to come from, so you have to take in a lot of good ideas. So listen to audio programs in your car. I met a young man in St. Louis recently. He said he was not a great reader, but he was a good listener. And he came to my program, and he wanted to get all my programs, all 6 of them, but he didn't have the money. So he ran home, and he borrowed the money from his mother at the lunch break, and he came back, and he bought the programs. He said when he got the programs, he was driving an old car. He was living at home. He had little or no money. He said, this year, 4 years later, I made more than $500,000. He said, I have a brand new car. I have a beautiful home. He said, I'm married. I'm happy. He said, I've never had more money in my life, and my income keeps going up every year. And he said, I attribute it all to listening to those programs. It's the only influence on my life different from what I was doing before. So does it work? Yes. Sometimes people say to me, yeah, but what if it doesn't work? What if it does? What if it does? Can you afford not to give it a try? Just listening to audio programs will increase your income 10 times in the next 10 years. Number 6, ask the 2 magic questions after every experience. I call these magic questions because they enable you to unlock more of your potential and become smarter faster than any 2 questions I've ever learned. Question number 1 is, what did I do right? You make a sales call, you make a presentation, you do anything, you immediately do a debrief and say, all right, what did I do right? What I used to do is I'd sit down with a pad and paper and I'd try to write down everything I did right, because obviously you did some things right, okay, no matter how it worked out. The second question you ask is, what would I do differently next time? What would I do differently next time if I had this to do over, and write down all the ways that you could improve your performance? Now, notice the special quality of these two questions is the answers are both positive. Many people used to think that when a person makes a mistake, you immediately dissect it and say, all right, where do we go wrong? But whatever you reflect upon, whatever you imagine and discuss and recall, you are reprogramming into your subconscious mind. So if you go over your mistakes, you're reprogramming yourself to make more mistakes in that situation in the future. If you recall all the things you did right and all the things you could do better next time, you program those into your subconscious mind and you predispose yourself to do those things right in the next conversation or the next situation. So always ask those two questions. What did I do right? What would I do differently? And finally, number 7 in the 1000% formula is treat every person you meet like a million-dollar customer, beginning with the members of your family at home and then extending outward from there. Remember, every person considers themselves to be the most important person in the world. And when you acknowledge that by treating them as if they had the ability to buy $1 million of your product or service, what will happen is, wow, they will treat you with the same kind of warmth, affection, and respect. You'll find that all of your highest paid people in every industry are really liked by their clients and customers. And why? It's because they treat their clients and customers like they're really special and important people. Now here's 3 final keys to unlocking your potential. Number 1, decide exactly what you want. Remember, you can't hit a target that you can't see. Number 2 is set priorities and work on your most valuable tasks every single day. And number 3, resolve in advance that you will never give up until you achieve the goals you set for yourself. Keep reminding yourself of those wonderful words, failure is not an option. Failure is not an option.